arms sales to Taiwan. O.J. Simpson has died. His family on social media saying that he succumbed to cancer. O.J. Simpson was 76 years old. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been mixed. The Dow is currently down, while the NASDAQ and the S&P trading higher. The NASDAQ is up 51 points. More details, srnnews.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies supplements, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm 67 and I'm pretty active. I go out in the fields and work, and I notice the difference. I take it in the morning, but I've been taking it, you know, religiously. My body seems to like it.
Go to balanceofnature.com and get 35% off plus $10 off any additional sets as a preferred customer by using discount code BALANCE.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead. A great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, while the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. Montgomery Public Schools announced Wednesday they have named Dr. Gregory King as their new chief academic officer. Dr. King comes to MPS from the University of Washington in Seattle. Dr. King will begin his new role in Montgomery on June 1st. Deputy Chief John Hall has been named Acting Montgomery Police Chief while Daryl Albert is on administrative leave. Mayor Stephen Reed's office confirmed the move Wednesday. John Hall has been with the Montgomery Police Department since 2002, most recently as Chief of Investigations. An Irondale man is facing federal charges that he detonated an explosive device outside the office of the Alabama Attorney General. 26-year-old Kyle Douglas Calvert was arrested Wednesday on charges of malicious use of an explosive. The device was detonated in the early morning hours of February 24th in downtown Montgomery. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
Hey guys, are you looking for a professional and reliable tree service company in the Montgomery and surrounding areas? Well, check out the folks at Tree Masters. It's a name you know and trust. From pruning to full tree removal, they'll even help you remove your shrubs. They service all of central Alabama, including Lake Martin and Lake Jordan. Call them for a free quote today at 334-676-3638. That's 334-676-3638. Tree Masters.
Reward yourself and your home with beautiful new flooring from Georgia Floors Direct. Since 1969, GFD has guaranteed the lowest prices on the largest inventory of all types of flooring. Visit or call today, Georgia Floors Direct, Eastern Boulevard, across from Lowe's.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
In today's fast-paced world, we don't get enough time to make self-care a priority. Let William Mason Salon in Prattville be your self-care sanctuary. In Aveda Concept Salon, William Mason stylists offer world-class hair care. Their focus on continuing education keeps them inspired and on trend. Come visit their new location at 694 Commerce Court, Suite C in Prattville. Give the gift of beauty with a gift certificate to William Mason Salon. Call them today and schedule your appointment at 285-7200. Find them on Facebook or go to William Mason Salon.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
You're listening to Alabama Unfiltered Radio, powered by 1819 News. To join the conversation, call 334-272-9228. Now, here's your host, Scott Beeson.
Welcome back into the program, everybody. Starting off the third half of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We have so much stuff to do. Are we going to weigh into the Tucker Carlson questions?
No, Scott.
We're not. That will be the end. Just can't do that. Scott. I'm reporting on other people's stuff.
Well, it is kind of confusing. I mean, I don't know, you know, you hear these things.
Yeah, and we think the rest of the world, that's one of our shortcomings here in America, is we believe, we as Americans, Red Top doesn't like me to say we, and I don't think me, but we as Americans
believe
the rest of the world is just like us.
I think you should say we all the time.
Well, okay. It is the royal we, and it's actually correct grammar, so.
Is it?
Yeah, so okay. I'm just putting that out there.
We Americans.
We.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they don't...
Do you want to tell everybody what we're talking about? Or you want to play the clip later? What do you
want to
do?
No, we'll let people wait. If you want to know, just stick with us because we have a couple of very important phone calls.
Okay. Oh, yeah, we do.
We have Debbie. Debbie, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening. Happy Thursday to you.
Well, thank you very much. And I want to say my prayers go out to Sky's wife, and
yes.
I hope all will help with that prayer chain. I just wanted to say, Cambian, and I'm probably pronouncing it incorrectly, that is something, it's a chemical that I guess we create, actually. But that is something that's in the same class as zinc and mercury. But they said that if you inhale a lot of it, it will hurt your lungs and cause death. If you have it in small doses in food, water, etc., basically it will accumulate in the kidneys and it can also contribute to cancer. So basically,
we put it in batteries, don't we, Debbie?
Dang.
Isn't cadmium in batteries?
I know it's in tobacco because my doctor, when he does the blood work, he was telling me all the different things I had. I did not have Cambien, and he said, I thought you smoked. I said, I quit. Oh, well, good, because it's out of your system now. And he was explaining to me what Cambien was back then. So, yeah, it's not good. So we're setting ourselves up for some very sick children to become very, very sick adults. And that's
you know what,
bad.
Debbie? What I can't figure out is here in the United States, there's a lot of stuff out on the interwebs, and you know it's got to be true. Why we do allow our food to be worse than it is in Europe? I don't understand why in 2024, and I know it's to centralize production. The big companies want to be able to do what they do and then ship it everywhere, and it doesn't matter if it sits on a shelf for months or weeks, and you can truck it everywhere. I get it, but I really think our food supply should be a lot cleaner and a lot safer and a lot better. And we can do it better than the Europeans can. I don't understand why we won't, unless a lot of people are bought off.
I got a good answer for you.
I was reading
an article today, and basically they are pointing fingers to the media, which, of course, is hand-in-hand with big corporations. So when you have something like that that is brainwashing people by telling them every day, oh, this is such a good product, you want it. And, you know, you don't hear anybody saying, oh, by the way, it has these, this, and this, and this, and it's really terrible for you. So most people, all they're hearing is how much you want these things. They're not hearing the flip side of, oh, by the way, you know, in 10 years, this is what's going to happen because you're doing this stuff. And
yes,
then,
ma'am.
You know, you get hooked on the Monster drink, or you get hooked on the Coca-Colas. That's my problem. Or you get hooked on cigarettes or whatever. By that time, you don't want to give it up, even if you do know that it is creating a problem. You're addicted.
That's a good
then.
Point. Yep.
So
very good point, Debbie. Thank you.
Thank you, honey. Have a good day.
Hey. That's good stuff. Yeah, cadmium is a soft, malleable, bluish-white metal found in zinc ores and to a much lesser extent in the cadmium mineral granokite. Oh, that's an interesting one. I hadn't seen that one before. Granokite. Yes, and it can be in batteries. Spent nickel cadmium batteries. Have y'all seen the ingredients list of the same product? So they'll have the product in America, and it's like a paragraph. And they'll have the product in Europe. It's the same product, and it's like two sentences.
Right.
Two lines, two little lines.
Yeah.
That's the kind of stuff I don't get. I'm like, guys, y'all know. So if you can make it for them like that, why are you not making it for us like that?
It is very interesting because we've all been and had the opportunity to go to Europe. And when you get there, everything is slower, right? Mm-hmm. Going to the store is an event. Cooking is an event. Like, it's much more oriented toward relationships and family. And here we're efficient, we're cold, we don't want to waste our time, we don't want to waste a precious minute. We don't spend time together like they spend time together. That's the other part of it that I hate. Not only are the ingredients different, and there's only a little section in Publix where you can go and get the European food, which if it weren't so expensive, I would get my food in that section. But as you're saying this, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, and that's the whole other part that we're missing. Not just that our food is owned by big food and injected with things that go right along with the World Economic Forum's plans for us to reduce the population to 800 million people over time. It's also that they've cut off what is best about food in general, and that is the relationship. I'm just, you know.
There's a way, though, that you can, and it stinks with all the pesticides and things they use, but, I mean, after I did the Daniel fast, I started really realizing, because I thought I ate pretty clean, but how many processed foods I ate. And so now I'm kind of like, well, if it doesn't come out of the ground or fall off a tree or come from an animal, I really try not to eat it. I mean, and, you know, you still have to worry about some of the pesticides and
fungicides.
Yeah, you got to pay attention to that, but... It's not a bad thing. Just stick to the outer aisles. They always say that. Just go around the perimeter of the grocery store. Don't go in the inner aisles.
Right.
That's where all the processed food is.
Really?
And I promise you, you will...
You'll do better?
It's a step.
You're right. That's
and
a good
point. The price thing gets me, too, because I saw another thing on the interwebs. Have y'all seen the thing about the guy going to Starbucks in Egypt?
No.
So he goes to the Starbucks in Egypt, and the girly... drink.
Yes. White chocolate drink, mocha.
Yes, with whipped cream, the whole nine yards, is like $1.55 or something. The black coffee is like 98 cents or something. Just, and he says, look, I understand it's a different country, different economy, the whole nine yards, but really?
Wow.
And he says that his Starbucks, whatever drink he gets, was like $9. They might have been exaggerating. But I'm thinking, that's a really good point. I mean, if these companies can sell these things in other places for cheaper, why do they act like they're about to die here? Like, it's not like they're doing us a favor. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe overhead costs of land and buildings and maybe
billboard lawyers and all that kind of stuff. Maybe.
And health insurance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For all gotta pay for those transgender surgeries.
That's right. And make sure we know about it on the cups too.
On the the cups.
The liners. You know, they're putting it out there. Yeah. That's unbelievable. I have not seen
it. If I find it, I'll see it. You don't know if it's true, but you think
Could be.
Probably true, because who in some of these other countries has $10 for a cup of coffee? We don't really in America, but we'll still spend it.
Not crazy.
What's the big one?
Which one? The venti?
At the Starbucks, yeah. Does that mean venti. Large?
Mm-hmm. In Starbucks lingo, it does.
It does. What does it mean in Italian lingo?
Large.
Large.
Okay. All right. I'm just checking.
They
annoy
little,
me with that. I'm
but
like,
you know they drink
I just want the
bitty.
Large.
Jared needs to be like them.
Espresso.
Jared will not say venti grande.
He just
gives
me the large.
He won't? No.
I appreciate that.
I refuse to.
Just because it's annoying.
You say large. He just wants a small, medium, or large.
That's it.
A medium.
That's America,
it.
Okay?
Yeah.
I don't want a liter. I don't want a grande. I don't want a big. I want a large. Okay?
Yep.
A large.
Yeah.
That's true.
Is the grande the large? Or is the
medium? No, grande is the medium.
That's why that's why it's dumb.
Right.
So, it's so stupid. Tall. None of them mean what they mean.
That's what I thought. Let's go to Red Top, who always means what
tall
she means.
Tall is the shortest.
Right.
See?
Transing the language, starting at Starbucks.
Bunch of trannies.
Hey, Red Top.
Just now figuring out what a grande is.
Yeah, because one means tall, one means large, and one means...
Chris Shaver size.
They all kind of mean large, don't they? Really?
They do. It's just a joke,
yeah,
this language.
They just made it up.
Okay, all right. I know y'all were talking about that all damn day long. That's not really what I talked about.
We wanted you to know, too.
I'm sorry. I'm not dumb enough to pay that much for a cup of coffee. I drink too much of it. I'm like Lunchbox Five. I drink it strong. Slightly bitter and black.
There you go.
And I drink Cafe Pastillo. If you want something to kick your ass in the morning, get some Cafe Pastillo. Now,
that's Cuban, right?
Cafe Pastillo is Italian.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Espresso roast.
I think it might be.
Yeah, I bought a bag of it and a dozen donuts over to the radio station, Montgomery's Watch. Too bad
very
y'all
good.
Went on the air then, because y'all would have had some and you would have loved it.
Yeah, awesome.
And you obviously were not listening months ago when I told you about all the cadmium in the fast food. Don't you remember that now?
No.
I do.
We weren't listening.
You weren't listening.
That's what you said. I just agreed with you.
Let me ask you a question. I'm excited to help you. I want to know what is your listening audience? What's the number in the morning?
Probably 20,000.
Good. Damn. That's very encouraging, because that means at least 20,000 people have heard some intelligent conversation from me on the radio.
Yep.
I'm a hell of a lot more popular than I thought, because I know damn well people appreciate my intelligence and they appreciate
no doubt.
As well as they appreciate stupidity. So,
I'm thinking. I'm beginning to think this Cafe Bustelo is like Brazilian, and we were both wrong.
No,
it's an American-owned company.
It's Italian espresso, man. God, I've been drinking.
No, it's not.
It's an American-owned company. It's an American company trying to trick us all, and they picked up a name that you would think was Italian, I would think was Cuban, and it's really like.
They sell it in Ecuador. It is Cuban inspired coffee.
Where's it grown?
Cuban inspired coffee.
And. Hey, another thing big on the news this morning, all the gold. You know,
yes, sir?
I'm sorry. Ignorant opinions aren't welcome on my...
Actually, I'm looking at the definition of what Cafe Bustelo is, because I like to do that, and that's what it is. So, carry on.
Okay. Keep telling me. Keep telling me.
You believe everything you say on the internet, too.
We're going.
Next is all the gold Costco is selling. Are y'all listening?
Yes.
No, not at all. I'm leaving.
Costco sells gold, all right? I got it.
Okay. Who owns Costco? Where does the Costco company come from?
America.
Brazil.
God, Italy.
Them guys are dumb. It's Chinese. Costco is Chinese, always has been.
Is it really?
Wait, did you learn that on the internet? Because you can't believe anything you heard there.
No, man. I know since the very beginning they've been Chinese, because Clark Howard in Atlanta, the great consumer guru that's been on the air 30 years, has brought it up as soon as he joined.
I mean, have you been to their headquarters in China?
Yeah, sure, baby.
I mean, how do you know for sure?
Okay, all right, let's get on to the subject now. China is selling gold in America by the millions and millions of dollars every week. This affects our currency, guys. Duh.
Okay.
Roll Tide, go Trump. Thank you.
Roll Tide.
Guys, I feel like that's a ready break on that one. Up top, up top, up top. Come on.
Woo! Deep thoughts with Red Top.
That was rough.
I'm not even sure what happened there. I think you hijacked Red Top's call.
Perhaps.
So Costco is not a Washington-based company. Okay, here's a question. Does China have anything to do with... It's a question on the interwebs. And the answer is... Oh, it's a video. Yeah. All right, we'll figure it out. Randall will be up as well. We'll be back.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with CurrentSafe.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with an elk.
Hey, man.
Mr. Elk, I was just wondering, what do elk do to take care of their money?
Well, like most smart folks, we call David Ernest.
You mean Alabama's most favorite asset preservationist?
That's him, man. We call him up at 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
I see.
Yes, he is our preferred money man.
The money man with the money plan.
You've been paying attention.
Well, could you give us those numbers one more time?
334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839. And I just want to try to give you a heads up, man.
Oh, what's that?
I'm not an elk.
Not an elk, huh? Well, then, pray tell, what are you?
Knights of Columbus.
I am not even going to make a comment.
Well, the baby liked it.
Come see how you can drive a new Lexus from Lexus of Montgomery today. Drive the new 2024 Lexus ES350, now only $353 a month. Or choose the new 2023 Lexus RZ450E for only $399 a month. You can drive a new Lexus today. Visit Lexus of Montgomery, part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
VIN number 577074, $4,995 due at signing. VIN number P800204, $3,700 due at signing. 36 months, 10K mile lease, with approved credit, plus tax, tag, title, duck fee.
Walking into Zaza Sears Italian is a feast for all the senses. With authentic Italian dishes, craft cocktails, every seat is the best seat in the house. Our new head chef, Chef Quentin, strives to ensure all our recipes are fresh and new. Join us for lunch Monday through Friday, 11 to 2. Dinner beginning at 5, 7 nights a week. Or Sunday brunch from 11 to 3. Visit ZazaSearsItalian.com to see our updated menu and hours. Zaza Sears Italian, a Montgomery tradition for more than a decade. In the alley, downtown.
What's new in the world of window treatments? I'm Ben here with Just Blinds in Prattville with the answer. Motorization, and more motorization options than ever before. Any window treatment we offer at Just Blinds can easily be motorized and customized to your preferences, including shades, blinds, drapery, and yes, even shutters. All easily programmed to your smartphone and essentially any brand of home automation system. To learn more about motorization options, Visit us at Just Blinds in Prattville or online at gojustblinds.com.
Now you can add the power of digital advertising to the number one reach of radio. Let Blue Water's 20 years of local advertising and marketing success show you how. Grow your business with a complete suite of digital solutions combined with the reach of the most listened to radio group in the River Region. Call us or go to bluewaterbroadcasting.com to find out how we can increase your return on investment. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama values.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Back into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I am Scott Beeson. The ladies of Liberty are here as well. We have been made aware during the break of some different facts. And I will go ahead and tell you that Cafe Bustelo is an American coffee brand. This is from the Wikipedias. Owned by the very Italian Javier Mario Smuccherini Company, known as J.M. Smucker. The Cafe Bustelo website says that the coffee offers a delicious coffee with vibrant, authentic Latin flavor. Latin flavor. And Costco.
Guys. You don't mess with a Costco mom.
She's like, hey, man, a Chinese Costco.
My son in K-4, when they ask, what do your moms do? And this was presented at my house on Mom's Night. Remember when we had to do those things?
Uh-huh.
Mom's Night. I found it yesterday, actually.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny asked, what does your mom do? And he drew a picture of me at Costco with him in the cart. Because he said, that's what I did.
That's what my mom does.
Goes to Costco. Costco was opened in a converted airplane hangar in San Diego.
By the Chinese.
By a Chinese-sounding last name, Jeffrey Brotman and James Senegal.
There we go.
But that opened in 1983 in
One of the most popular questions about the coffee at Cafe Bustelo is not whether it's Italian or Cuban. It's whether it's Cuban or Puerto Rican. Well, the answer is this is a fairly common flavor profile for the many Latin American coffees. Cafe Bustelo is a beloved Cuban-style coffee that became a staple among Cuban immigrants in New York City and then made its way into the homes of Puerto Rican and Dominican immigrants and then everyone else.
And it's delicious.
It's really fantastically good.
It is a delicious cup of coffee.
We can all agree with RT that it is delicious.
Yeah, does it really matter where it comes from?
No, because we judge coffee on its character.
Yeah.
Not on the color of its skin.
Mm-hmm.
What we do.
Or the cute little Latin lady on the front of the box that tells you it's Latin.
I love it. Let's go to Randall. Randall, welcome to the program. I hope you're well. Happy Thursday to you.
Because everyone knows the best coffee comes out of goat crap. I mean, come on. Ain't that what we done talked about this one time? Wasn't it goats that ate
is
the coffee?
I thought it was cockroach.
Is it bat? I thought it was...
No, it's goat poop.
Do the goats eat the beans and then process it? Yeah,
well, the goats were jumpy, and the shepherd noticed that the goats were jumpy, and he wondered, why are they jumpy? And then he looked at what they were eating, and that's how they found the coffee bean.
And it ain't been bred out of them since. They still jump around when they look.
That's true.
if you want to look, you can match up that, I hate to tell you this part, but Obama did, dang, something that happened, but Obama did sell a port, one of our ports, to the Chinese and to Costco. That's
no,
how
don't
so
say
big.
That. I don't like
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. I know it, but he did it. He did it to us.
I know
and
he did.
It's a port, and he sold it to them, so we would have to check nothing they brought in. We couldn't check it. It belongs to them. It's a Chinese port on American soil.
Oh, man.
And that's, so, and about, I don't know how it's listed now, but when Obama first became president, this happened. And it happened under his watch. For a fact, I studied the crap out of it, and I had it all leaked up. And that's even when one of our electronic magnetic launchers went missing in a train car. A box car that was supposed to be shipped, and it ended up in Turkey. That was the last place I can pinpoint.
That's great.
And it was headed to China to be on a ship. Now it's been put on the ship in China. All three have been outfitted with electronic magnetic launching systems, which is three times as fast as our steam because of the size of the jet. They can launch planes as fast as we can launch missiles up from a ship now because of our technology. Went through a port that the bomber sold out from us. And, Al, yesterday was perfect time to use the news. When you don't want Scott to say nothing, say, I need some Al news. You know what I mean?
Banal news, yeah.
No, you can't take banal, because it's not true. Make it yours.
Banal stands for boring A news with Al.
Al, remember with Scott her likes news. It, we don't like it. Remember that? He don't like it. We don't like
it. Sorry, you're right. News. You're right. I
message us so we know that we have listener requests.
And then you can also do it. You know the part about Allison Longhand news. Everyone wants some, and that's the other part I want. It ain't just without Scott. Everybody wants some. So you can do it that way too.
Randall likes my ramblings.
He does.
Because we've got Rambling Randall.
Yeah, research with Rambling Randall. That's what you could have called it.
I like it. Okay.
Our rambling research. That's probably the best way to put it.
That coffee was eaten by the Asian palm civet, which looks like some kind of rat cat.
I wish she hadn't ruined.
Yeah, and that's what they eat it, and then it comes out in the little pile, and they clean it up and make it very expensive.
No, I am offended.
Partially digested coffee. Yes.
No, thank you.
And what's one thing I'm gonna tell you? Tall County is missing right now. We need a coffee truck. Nobody, they don't have one. You can pull up at these schools. If you had two or three, man, you could hit these schools real quick, and then go. Then you can leave the schools after school, go in, let these teachers get. Spend that paycheck with you. You can even, since you know when a check comes, make them a ticket, then just get paid when they get paid. So, you know what I mean?
There you go.
That's a great idea.
That is a really good idea. If you will sell women overpriced coffee, like on credit, and then it just deducts out of their bank account, that is brilliant.
And then on the machete, you got to have the machete with the saw, just like a hand saw blade on the back of it, Scott.
That's what I have, Randall.
Okay. And then on the strawberries that you buy at a dollar that you don't go pick yourself, that ain't already red on, because we got some beautiful strawberries you pick places up here. But if you do get strawberries at a Dollar General, Walmart, this is it. You can put it in a Ziploc bag with water, hang it up, and the part that's touching the oxygen, the dye never leaves the strawberry. But all of it that's underwater, it disappears. Your strawberry goes back white like it's really supposed to. What them were meant to be.
That's what somebody told me, that when they start leaking out of the plastic box and it's like red, you're like, oh, that's strawberry juice. Nah.
Wait, yeah. Really?
It's like the dye.
Yeah. Oxygen keeps it alive. You believe that crap? Usually when oxygen touches something, it's when you start dying. But they have genetically got this dye where as long as it's touching oxygen, it stays red. You bury it underwater, and that's what happens.
That's why when you wash them, they just...
Yeah, but if you just soak it, it don't take about a day. It don't even take that. It'll take 18 hours, and all the dye from the strawberry that's underwater will be gone, and the only dye left is right there at the top of the water where it's still got oxygen. It's crazy.
Hey, Randall.
Man, what they've done.
Appreciate you, brother.
Wow.
Good call.
Allison says hang up on you. We got to go. Alabama Unfiltered Radio.
Well, that's just a little bit more than the long of life.
Hi,
there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we have some exciting news to share with you. We've been serving the state of Alabama for many, many years, and now we are able and ready to offer the same great mortgage financing in Georgia and Florida as well.
Our company may be Alabama Home Mortgage, but now we can finance your Georgia home mortgage and your Florida home mortgage too. We couldn't be more excited to extend our customer base to our neighboring states. For years, we have had customers call us in hopes we could assist them with purchasing their vacation cabin in North Georgia or their dream home in Florida. And now we can. For those of you who have family and friends that live in Florida and Georgia, be sure to tell them the good news.
Whether you are looking to purchase or refinance a home located in Alabama, Georgia, or Florida, you owe it to yourself to give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time.
It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because, folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
The Harriet 2 offers the finest entertainment in Montgomery with cruises on the Alabama River each weekend. Start your weekend with the Friday night family dinner cruise. Enjoy a delicious meal with dessert and cocktails as you dance to the live entertainment. Saturday, take in the scenic sunset cruise with stunning views and more entertainment. End your weekend with the blues cruise Sunday evening. Relax and listen to the sounds of local jazz artists as you sip on craft cocktails. Book your cruise on the Harriet 2 today at funinmontgomery.com.
What are you planning on using your tax refund on? With Southern Steel's strong, durable, and built-to-last metal structures, you can build anything from towering warehouses, pole barns, manufactured metal roof panels, or even a barn dominium. Save time and money with a quick turnaround and enjoy unmatched protection against the elements. Whether you're a business owner seeking efficiency or a homeowner looking for peace of mind, choose Southern Steel for a lifetime of security. Trust in quality. Visit them today and build your dreams in steel. 1295 North McDonough Street, 240-2223.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
On the other side of the coin, what's really hot today, which has been hot during that time frame we're talking about before COVID, is sales and marketing roles.
Chris Lawrence is with Hirewell. They recruit talent to companies, and he and I talk about the trends in talent recruiting today and what employers are looking for the most. Listen to What's Working Saturday noon or find us online at whatsworkingcam.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got some brighter days ahead. A great weekend forecast. Today, a transitional day, windy at times, cooler, while the high near 70. Clouds will dominate most of the time through tonight. Low tonight down to about 50. Tomorrow, Friday, nice start to a great weekend. Lots of sunshine, high 71. We'll be teasing 80 degrees Saturday, near 83 Sunday with more sunshine. Beautiful weekend. Mid-80s are back on Monday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. The Z700 series is the star of Kubota's line of zero-turn mowers, and our special spring pricing makes it easier than ever to take one home today. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. Not a lot of time left in this edition of Alabama Unfiltered Radio. Tucker Carlson's question.
Oh.
Here we go.
Let me get focused.
Yeah, you're doing
it. We get there like almost every other day. It's an interesting discussion. Tucker asks one of his guests, how does the Israeli government treat Christians? And he's speaking to a pastor from Bethlehem. Did y'all watch that?
Yeah, and I thought it was interesting because, you know, you hear rumblings of this, but I don't know any pastors in Israel. So it was just interesting to hear him discuss it, what it's really like over there. And it's not what you think.
Mm. And he said that the government's not necessarily out to get you, but they don't recognize Christian denominations.
Well, they'll even graffiti.
They don't recognize Christian spots. The government doesn't write. Especially, they don't recognize. Maybe he didn't see. Wasn't mentioned in Catholicism, but they don't recognize evangelical.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it is the evangelical churches that are the big, hey, go send my kids to fight and die for Israel kind of thing. But Israel doesn't recognize us, the Southern mm-hmm. Baptist.
I have heard it's very difficult to go over and kind of do missionary work there.
That's interesting, because I don't think people realize that. And he says that some of the problems are, and y'all tell me y'all saw it too, that certain groups in the country will vandalize, spit on, accost, mm-hmm. do all these things to Christian churches and Christians, and the government pretty much says, we don't care. Mm-hmm. Now, that's kind of that's where the rubber meets the road, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Where if the government just says, we don't care if you spit on the Christians, we don't care if you, you know, spray paint the front of the church, we don't care if you do all kinds of things to these Christian churches. That's the real problem. And my point is, we as a people apparently think the whole world is like America. Mm. We think going to a different country is like, hey, well, you know, Georgia's a little different than us in Alabama. That is not what we're talking about.
Yeah, and if you know, I mean, the Jewish faith does not believe that Jesus is the Messiah. They believe he was just
antagonistic against
a human. He is not the Messiah. They are still waiting on mm-hmm. the Messiah. Mm-hmm. So we don't believe the same thing.
No.
We, you know, Jesus came out of Israel.
They were the chosen people to bring the Messiah to the world.
Yeah. But when Jesus died and rose again, that's where we split. And, you know, it's hard as a Christian because we're taught, you know, Judeo-Christian values, but really there's a great divide.
That is also
there.
A more modern term.
It is.
By the way, because it used to be mm-hmm. Christian values. Yeah. And then in America, for not propaganda purposes, but political purposes for public consumption, mm-hmm. it morphed into Judeo-Christian values, which is, you know, this is neither here nor there, but it, like the founding, that was not a term the founding fathers would have used. Mm-hmm. So we have to understand those things as we have these debates, as we have this talk, as we have these discussions, as we learn more about how the world really is. I think it shocks some folks.
Yeah, I mean, even I think we played the clip, Ben Shapiro saying, you know, he's on Joe Rogan and Joe Rogan's asking about the Jewish view of Jesus, and Joe's like, so he was just a prophet. He wasn't the Messiah. He was just a prophet. And Ben Shapiro says, no, he wasn't even a prophet. The Muslims believe Jesus was a prophet.
Right.
But he was like, no, he was just a rebel that was trying to overthrow the government.
Yeah, and then the Romans crucified him.
Yeah.
And I'm like.
So anyway, it's a learning. We're all on a little learning journey.
Well, see, the reason I bring it up is I was under the impression that Israel was this 51st state kind of place where they would be very tolerant of Christianity, just like, you know, everybody's tolerant, Judaism,
maybe kind of like Catholics and Protestants.
Yes, yeah. Maybe a little bit of, hey, you're wrong, no, you're wrong, that kind of thing, but it's not really the case.
I think that as the Israel-Hamas war has gone on, and then you find this out too, it is a reminder that we would do well, as you said a minute ago, to take our Western hat off and think, how do they really think and how do they really feel? Mm-hmm. Because we have we really have no idea, and we can't even, we can't relate to
we
it.
We don't, yeah.
No. We can't, and we ignorantly talk like we do know, and we don't.
Right.
I would love to get the
including
guy
including us. Like, not, yeah, not like, we as Americans, but us just, three kind yeah. of thing.
You don't know, and you don't know that it's the same as when Tucker went and interviewed Putin. They understand their history like no one else. And the Israelis, the Jews, understand their history like no one else. And here we come, tra-la-la-la, oh, we're besties. And then you're going to get into a fight with Christians here who are like, we're for Israel. Okay, but tell me more. I'm not against any of it, but just tell me more. Because the way they think and how we think, not the same.
Very good point. Mm. Let's go out to Dixter, and then Sam from Pike County will be after that. Dixter, welcome to the program. Thank you for listening.
Oh, Sky is talking. Can we go to Dixter?
Yes.
There we go.
Certainly.
Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good. Dixter, welcome to the program.
Yeah, that was very enlightening to me.
Thank you, Dixter.
Question. I'm trying to.
Hey, Dixter, you got your Bluetooth on or something, Dixter?
I don't know what I've got on.
I don't either.
It's better like this.
Yeah, you're a little better. Let's do that.
Okay. The thing is, you know, two wrongs don't make it right. Is one thing that I think, but I don't know. That's very enlightening to me. I didn't know that they thought that about Christmas. But you don't go over and kill a bunch of people and not expect to get return. You know, an eye for an eye. In that case, but it's hard for me to say. I have to think about that a little bit.
Yeah. Us too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, ain't everybody perfect? You know, the most perfect man they ever made, they nailed him to a cross. But
yes, sir.
I don't know on that, to tell you the honest truth. I hadn't really. I was just, you know, listening to this last little segment. Was very enlightening to me, but
well, we may play the clip so we can hear the pastor from Bethlehem in his own words. We may do that if we have time at the top of the hour, Dixter.
Okay,
maybe tomorrow.
Or the last segment.
I appreciate. Yeah. Just tell everybody to be sure and get out and vote this next week.
Okay? You got it, Dixter.
Runoff election up here in Casper.
Oh yeah, yeah. Good reminder. Thank you for that.
All right. Bye.
All right, buddy. See you, Dixter. Very good.
I think we stomped Dixter.
Yep. He said just, good. He just wants to remind people to vote. Let's go to Sam from Pike County. Sam, welcome to the program. Happy Thursday to you.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I am happy to be here. Talking about the Christian Jews in Israel. There's a show, an update I catch every evening since the Gaza raid. There's a TBN out of Israel. They have an office. And there's a man, Mr. Pinto, and he was in the Army Engineers there in Israel, and he's at, but he's head of communication. Great English. His English is a lot better than my Hebrew. But he talks about him and one other guy. They were the only two Christians in their platoon. But you know what? They're not having any trouble. They're all working together to stop, to prevent this a similar raid from ever happening again. But it's been good following him, and because there's, you know, elsewhere in the country, who can say? But I just wanted to share that with you. There is a population.
Very good. Thanks, Sam.
Yeah. Other than that, just be careful with the machetes. That's
yeah, man.
I've been thinking up jokes and whatnot. But they, Amy, but in all seriousness, yeah, the 20.
I'll cut myself with the machete. I'll promise.
We'll be back.
Hustler Turf Commercial Mowers are built tough to work hard. Whether you need a fleet of mowers or a one-man show, you don't have time for downtime. Hustler mowers are over-engineered, overbuilt, and tested well beyond what is required. With the most complete lineup in the industry, including exclusives like a 104-inch Super 104 and 88-inch stand-on and industry-leading warranties. Hustler mowers are ready to handle what you have to throw at them. So build your fleet to be reliable and versatile with Hustler Turf. Find your next Hustler Turf at Diesel Ace Hardware, US 31 North, just north of the Pine Level exit.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
In Alabama, more than 200,000 of our friends and neighbors are living without health coverage. Often folks can't stay healthy enough to keep their jobs. We need to fix this. Contact Governor Kay Ivey and let her know. Now is the time to close the coverage gap and cover Alabama.
Paid for by the American Cancer Society Cancer Action Network.
David Little, Tucker Pecan, and things are happening at Tucker that's going to surprise you. They're moving. Here's David to tell you more.
Yeah, Bubba, we are. We're moving. We've been out here since 1952, and it was time to make a change, and we're making a change, and it will be for the better. We're going to move to 135 Mulberry Street. We're going to have our store over there. Our kitchen's going to be in the back. It's going to be a great opportunity for us, and we're going to have all the great gifts we have, and we're going to do the mail order like we've always done. But we're just moving to an area where it has other shops like us, which will be good for us. And, you know, it makes it easier for people to come shopping. They can just jump off the interstate right there on Mulberry, take a left, go about a mile up, we're on the left. So that's what we're doing. We're going to have the same great candies and gifts and all that, but in a different location. And we're starting to move, and hopefully we will be moved and out, everything done by the end of the month. So starting in March, we will be at 135 Mulberry Street. So y'all just come see us now.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughn Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offering anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat at three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's, at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome into the program, everybody. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. I'm Scott Beeson. We're down to the last part of the day. I guess the closest thing to Conspiracy Thinker Thursday was the Tucker Carlson interview with the pastor. Well, I wanted to, but it's 40-something minutes long.
No, I just sent the clip that I sent you.
You have the little clip? No, are you sure it's short?
You didn't.
Yes, is it short Scott. Enough? Can you do it the way you usually do and hold it up the very high-tech way?
So,
hold it up to the mic. So that's like the hardest hitting part.
Scott.
Y'all are fast little clickers.
Okay, hold on. Here's the clip of it. You ready? Okay. Oh, now I lost.
Because I know y'all are quick on the phone.
All right, look. I want to get that guy back on that I met on Saturday, who's with West Virginia Family Foundation and is Jewish.
Okay.
Not a Christian, but is helping here in the States. We need to get him on at some point to talk about this. Yeah, okay. Because he also has a very good understanding, and he's going back to Israel to help against Hamas in some way. So, very interesting. Good.
So this is Tucker interviewing a Christian pastor
From Bethlehem.
From Bethlehem.
Hmm. You would think as much as y'all use those things, it would be like snickety split. I understand me being challenged with the phone.
Wait, why isn't it
NSA?
Hold on.
Free our Christians to practice Christianity in Israel.
Do you know that evangelicals as churches are not officially recognized in Israel?
Not recognized by the government.
By the way, evangelical Christianity is not officially recognized as a denomination in the state of Israel. The biggest problem Christians are facing is in East Jerusalem. They are constantly targeted by radical groups, radical Jewish groups. Let's be clear. Some churches, there was an attempt to burn them. Christian clergy being spit at by these groups. They write very offensive slogans on the wall. There is strong incitements against Christians, especially in the old city of Jerusalem.
What kind of slogans? What kind of graffiti is written against Christians?
A lot of it is calling for Christians, we don't want you here, you should leave. It seems that those who do these attacks are never held accountable. In fact, the heads of churches said in a statement that they feel there is a systematic attempt to empty Jerusalem of Christians.
So that's what kind of started this discussion, yeah. Is because I've never heard anybody say that. I mean, we saw the video of the radical Jewish sects spitting on Christians, but then you're like, I mean, isolated incident.
Right.
But he's saying this is pretty common practice.
Yeah, and you would think. So the question is, why do we not know that? It didn't start week before last. It didn't start yesterday. It ought to be something that's somewhat common knowledge, kind of like you would know that you're probably not the most welcome group if you're in Saudi Arabia.
That's a good question, Scott.
Are you more welcome in Jordan or Syria than you are there? I don't know. I don't know the answer. I just know there are places where we as Americans know, hey, look, it's probably not. But golly, I wish Ed still listened. I don't know if Ed still listens or calls, or we've lost Ed for a long time. But one of those countries, I want to say it's Syria, where Christians are protected. It's an Islamic-leaning country, but the government's like, y'all are not going to mess with everybody. Y'all just like screaming at the kids on the bus. Just get along. Just stop it. Stop it.
Like Stan Cook, you know, he may call if he's listening and can give us some insight, because, I mean, they take tours of Christians over there to see the holy sites all the time. I wonder if it's one of those things like you just know you don't go here. You know, I wonder if you have to do that.
I don't know.
There's some touristy places that you're accepted that kind of this understanding.
Maybe it's okay if you're coming to visit, spend your dollars.
Oh, get but on not back out to of here. Live and try and convert.
Yes.
Now we're going to have to go do some research.
Dang it.
Gosh.
Well, it's just questions.
It's got very Bison. Interesting.
Mr. Bison.
All right. Well, somebody will know the answers. We'll figure it out. But I think that pastor on Tucker gives us all some ponderings.
Yeah.
Sky?
Yes.
I hope the afternoon goes well, we'll say.
It appears like it's going well so far.
Very good. Y'all be safe out there. This is Alabama Unfiltered Radio. We'll try to be back tomorrow if they let us. We're just asking questions, I promise. See y'all.